From KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton, Texas, it's Anything You Ever Wanted to Know. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Whittington. Our telephone number is 800-933-5372. Email address anything@kera.org, or you can send me a tweet on Twitter, where I'm at Jeff Whittington. It is Friday the 13th again, ooh, just like last month. I always love it when, well, I guess it's every fourth year the days of the week and the dates don't match up, right, in February and March. But it's always kind of, I'm kind of a number kind of weirdo if you listen to me during the membership campaign. So when days of the week and dates match up, it makes planning easy. Anyway, it's Friday the 13th of March, and we're live, and we're taking your questions and your answers, and you can call us, 800-933-5372, email anything at kera.org, or send me a tweet at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Starting off today, we have a question left over from last week from Malik, who says, I'm new to the country, new to the area, and I'm wondering where I can find lots of birds of all kinds to feed in Dallas. First thing that comes to mind is, for me, Malik, is probably someplace around White Rock Lake, but I'm sure someone will have suggestions for you at 800-933-5372 or via email anything at kera.org. Mary emailed us from Dallas and writes, I have a 1947 portable Singer sewing machine, which doesn't work. She asks, is there someplace in Dallas or the metro area where I can get it repaired? And where can I get it appraised? 800-933-5372. Jackie from Dallas writes, I'm working on an art project that needs to have each country represented by its flag, but I can't find a definitive answer on the internet as to how many countries there actually are as of 2015. Some help or an accurate source to get the info would be great. If there's a discrepancy on a country, I would choose to include it rather than exclude it. The first thing that comes to mind for me, Jackie, is the CIA World Factbook online. If you just Google CIA World Factbook, you'll have a list of all the current countries that are, you know, recognized at least by our country. And that would be a place to start. Also, the United Nations, I would think, might be a place to look initially. Someone will give us another answer, though, or two or three at 800-933-5372. Let's see. This is from Derek, who says, I'm looking for a space in Dallas, preferably in the uptown, downtown, Deep Ellum, Cedars, or close to those areas, that I can use for a meetup focus group. Derek says the total number of people will be about 15, and the space should be available on a Saturday afternoon. He says, ideally, we'd like to use a gallery space or any place that creative people would gather. We don't want it to be too big because we're limiting it to 15 people. We will most likely have wine and some hors d'oeuvres, so the space has to be okay with that as well. And we are looking to not break the bank, he says, for a couple of hours of use. I'm assuming this would be regularly. Any recommendations would be great. So let us know if you can help, Derek. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Let's go to the phone and start today with Laura calling from Dallas. Hello, Laura.
Hi there.
Hey.
My question, I'm looking for a recommendation for a really good French restaurant or one that serves French food. And I was specifically looking for a restaurant that would have an item on its menu called cassoulet.
Okay, well, we'll see if we get a suggestion or two or three for you, okay?
Great. And I just wanted to say I really, really love your show. I'm kind of new to this area, and this is like the highlight of one of the highlights of my week to listen to this show.
Where'd you move from?
I moved from Southern Nevada. Yeah, I lived in the desert for 7 years. So
You've brought the rain. Well, you've probably been here longer than the last month. But well, welcome to North Texas, and we'll see if we get a lead for you.
Great. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Laura.
Have a great one. Bye.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Email, always open, anything at kera.org. That's where we got this from Raj. He says, I have a couple of glass paintings that are made on the back of the glass itself. I guess the glass of the frame, perhaps. Where can I get these appraised? They are, Raj says, 18th century paintings. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Or send me a tweet at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's go back to the phones and talk to Imtiaz in Plano. Hello, Imtiaz.
Yes, wonderful show, and I've been listening to your program forever. And I'm a recent first-time homeowner in Plano, and my question is that easement area of one's property, if it is dug up by a company to lay underground cables, is that company obligated by law or city rules to restore that dug-up area to the same conditions it was before? And what recourse does a homeowner have if that is not done? Is there any institution or organization the homeowner can appeal to?
Now, do you have a homeowners association in your neighborhood?
I do, and they really said just take it up with that company, and that's all they said. So I was just thinking if I can get some good answers on that.
Sure. Okay. Well, we'll see if we get some suggestions for you.
All right.
Thanks for calling. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email, always open, anything at kera.org. You can also tweet me. I'm at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's go back to the phones and talk to Alan in Dallas. Hello, Alan.
Hello. How are you, Jeff?
Doing well.
Good. Got an answer to your bird, watching question. I'm not sure about feeding, but Dallas has a new Trinity Audubon Center in the southern sector. And I haven't been, but I've heard that it's great, so that might work for your listener.
Very good. Thanks, Alan.
Okay, take care.
I have a feeling we're going to get several answers on this. Let's go next to Jeremy calling from Dallas. Hello, Jeremy.
Hey, how's it going, Jeff?
It's going well.
Hey, so I have an answer on the bird question. At White Rock Creek Trail, right, it's just west of, it's at Goforth and Lothar and Landshire. Just north of the lake and just west of Flagpole Hill, there's a little bridge, or there's two bridges and a creek, and there are always tons of cranes and egrets and ducks and pelicans, actually. Every single day, there's a whole flock of pelicans out there. So,
very good.
Great place to look at and feed birds.
Jeremy, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
All right. We got an email on this. I think we got an email on this from Greg, who says, Sunset Bay at White Rock Lake. Best time is late afternoon, early evening. It says mostly ducks, geese, and coots to see. You can view many pelicans and often egrets, too, on and around the lake. And just the Sunset Bay is actually over on the east side of White Rock Lake. So there is right next to the Civilian Conservation Corps Memorial Statue, I believe, which it's right over there on the east side, but slightly north of where the Arboretum is up against the lake. Call us 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Let's see. We got a couple of answers on the sewing machine. This is from Kate. He says, I'm not sure if they do appraisals, but the folks at Mr. Sewing Machine, located in the entryway to Golden Dior Fabrics on Harry Hines, are very friendly, Kate says, and reasonably priced for parts and repairs. So Mr. Sewing Machine is the business, but it's inside the entryway of Golden Dior Fabrics on Harry Hines. And we got an answer on this from Alex, who says, there is a place called Singer on Harry Hines. They repair and sell parts for sewing machines. So there's a couple of leads on that. We had a question from, this is from Brian. Just south of the Bluffs, Brian says, on the Trinity, there's an old lock left over from the project to make the Trinity navigable down to the Gulf. And on the north side of the lock, there's an old steamboat or the remains of one. Brian says, I ran across it when I hiked down to check out the lock. Does anybody know anything about it? 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Well, let's get one more on the birds question from Larry in Dallas. Hey, Larry.
Hey there. I just wanted to let them know that there's a place at I-45 and 20, just south of Dallas. It's actually in Hutchins, but it's right behind the big FedEx ground warehouse. It's called Rogers Bird Sanctuary. And she used to run, Kathy Rogers used to run Samuel Farms, but she runs this bird sanctuary, and they have every kind of bird you can think of, hawks, eagles, turkeys, vultures, ducks, any kind of birds, and you can actually go and volunteer there and feed birds and take care of them and learn how to, it's a wonderful place, and it's free. It's open. It's free to the public. It's open 9 to 5 every day of the week.
Great. Hey, Larry, thanks for calling.
All right.
800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. We had this question last week about Encore charging a base fee, even though you get your electric service through the electricity provider, whether it's TXU or some other electricity provider, and why, you know, essentially. And Hannah emailed and says, essentially, Encore owns and maintains the power lines, which is why they charge you no matter what electric company you use. So there is that answer. Shelley emails us the Cassoulet question and says, Boulevardier is a French bistro in Oak Cliff's Bishop Arts District. And according to Shelley, they do a wonderful cassoulet. Thanks, Shelley, very much for that. Let's see. We got another answer on this from Brandon via anything at kera.org. Brandon says there are two great French restaurants in Fort Worth, Le Cep, L-E-C-E-P, and Saint-Emilion in the Museum District. I didn't take French, obviously, but a couple in Fort Worth, Le Cep and Saint, or as we would say, or as they probably say in Fort Worth, Saint Emilion. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Up next on the phone is Audra in Dallas. Hello, Audra.
Hi.
Hey there.
I'm just answering the question for the focus group meeting space. There's a wonderful venue in Deep Ellum called Life in Deep Ellum. It's a cultural center, and there is a gallery there. It's small and affordable, so I think it'd be perfect. And I did miss the birding question, but I'm a birder, and Jopal Lake has a green belt that you can paddle, and you can see fantastic birds out there, owls and owlets and night herons and all sorts of things.
Cool. Audra, thanks for calling.
Thanks.
We got an email on the meetup space as well from Tarek, who says, regarding Derek's request for a meetup space for 15 in Deep Ellum, check out Common Desk in the Deep Ellum area near downtown. Common Desk is a place that might work. So thanks, Tarek. 800-933-5372. Up next is Dana in Garland. Hello, Dana.
Hi.
Hi there.
I have an answer on the French restaurant in Dallas.
Okay.
There is a wonderful place called Cadeau's. It's C-A-D-O-T. And I believe it is at Frankfort and Preston Road.
Very good. Dana, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
All right. Well, let's see. Ashley in Dallas has got an answer on this, too. Hey, Ashley.
Hey there. I am very glad to be calling and telling you guys about a restaurant called Saint Emilion. It's actually in Fort Worth, but it's so worth the trip. It's a lovely, very quaint, ivy-covered restaurant, all French staff. We actually went and spent a day at the museums and then finished up with a night at St. Emilion, and it was wonderful.
Great.
Had a great cassoulet there.
Ashley, thank you so much for calling.
You bet.
So Ashley's recommendation is the second one for that restaurant, and Bob emailed us with a third recommendation for St. Emilion in West Fort Worth. Bob says on 7th Street. Well, if you have questions, if you have answers, we have a show. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org or hit me on Twitter. I'm at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. We'll be back with more of your questions and your answers in a couple of minutes. It's anything you ever wanted to know on KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton. I'm Jeff Whittington. Our telephone number is 800-933-5372. You can email us your questions, your answers at anything at kera.org, or you can send me a tweet on Twitter. I'm at Jeff Whittington on Twitter, and that's what Freddie did. Freddie says, I'm looking for a grocery store that sells Promised Land strawberry milk in Dallas. He says Kroger used to carry it, but not anymore. Anybody know where to find Promised Land Strawberry Milk in Dallas for Freddie? 800-933-5372. Let's talk next to Lindsay calling from Dallas. Hello, Lindsay.
Hi. I was calling in response to the focus group, but I also have a question for the Promised Land Milk.
Okay.
And the focus group, there's a place called Life in Debellum, and they do a lot of community gatherings and have like different rooms and stuff that you can host.
Okay.
Things like that. And then also with the Promised Land Milk, a lot of times grocery stores will honor requests for different mm-hmm. products. So maybe just going to the Kroger that he used to be able to find it at and requesting at the service desk that they keep that in stock.
Great. Lindsay, thanks so much.
All right. Thank you.
800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Up next is Jacob calling from Arlington. Hello, Jacob.
Hi. I was wondering where I could find a complete list of the music that they play whenever KERA announces programming. I've emailed them 3 times about it, and I've never gotten a response. And I was just wondering if there was a list of the music that they use.
Well, sometimes those songs can be found on, like if they're part of the national shows, like Morning Edition or All Things Considered, you can find that in the rundown that's posted at npr.org. So if it's in the morning or in the afternoon, that's one place to look. We don't currently have sort of a running list for the stuff that happens in between programs, but you know, if you're quick with your you know, your smartphone, if you have a smartphone, if you're quick with your music identification app, you can usually get a read on it that way. Or you can email us, and I'm sorry if you haven't gotten a quick response, but you can email us right then and or with the exact date and time that you heard something. And you can email the show with that, as a matter of fact, and we can see if we can find out what it was.
Okay, yeah. Okay. All right, thank you.
You bet.
Bye.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. And, of course, you can tweet me, at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Cheryl emailed us. It says, one of the big reasons you see different numbers of countries listed is because some lists only include the independent nations of the world, which would leave off countries like Puerto Rico, since it's a commonwealth, and other lists list every nation independent or not. So I'm not sure if this makes a difference based on the project's instructions. Giselle emailed us and says, we've been living in Plano, the Plano area, for about 8 months now, and the water just recently started to smell terribly of chlorine. Giselle said the smell is overpowering at certain times of the day. Does anybody know what might be happening? 800-933-5372. Lots of sewing machine suggestions. Brittany says, I would recommend Larry Davis at Plano Sewing Center in Plano. Let's see. Spring says, I've had my 1940s Singer Featherweight worked on at Sewing World in Grapevine on Northwest Highway. Not sure if they'll do an appraisal, but that's Spring's recommendation. Brandy says, I've used Thomas Sewing Center in Mesquite for repairs. Let's see. One more on this. This is from someone who says, the Fabric Affair in the shopping center at Coit and Beltline in Richardson repairs sewing machines. So there's a bunch of answers there. 800-933-5372. Let's talk next to Lisa in Dallas. Hello, Lisa.
Hi there. In reference to the question about the Cassoulet, La Vendue on Preston between, I think it's between Plano Parkway and Frankfurt has an amazing one.
Very good. Lisa, thanks so much. Thanks for calling. Let's see. Up next at 800-933-5372 is Jackson in Mesquite. Hello, Jackson.
Happy Friday, Jeff. I got a question, another bird question of a different kind of nature. Around my home near Northeast Mesquite, for years there was a red-tailed hawk that lived and hunted, and I know they have a large hunting range. And I would see him all over the place in that area and several square miles. And he used to actually hunt out of our backyard quite a bit. Well, a couple of years ago, I spotted him. He had been hit by a car, apparently, and I no longer saw him. For a couple of years, the Cooper's Hawks kind of took over. They hunt in somewhat larger numbers. They're not as exclusive hunters.
Yeah, they're a little bit smaller hawks, I think.
Right,
yeah.
Right. And so they'll tend to hunt more to smaller range. Well, I haven't seen any Coopers for a while, but in the course of the last 6 months, I have seen twice now what I thought looked to me like a gold eagle. And I was wondering if anybody, any of your listeners in the area, South Garland, North Mesquite, might have also seen this bird.
Well, you know, we've actually had bald eagles come through before here in North Texas on migratory patterns, and juvenile bald eagles can look like golden eagles because they don't have the yellow beak yet or the white head and tail feathers. But we'll see if somebody's seen or knows one of our birding listeners might have a little bit better answer for you.
Sounds great.
All right, thanks for calling, Jackson.
Thank you, sir.
800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Fran says the best French restaurant in the area, according to Fran, is called Addison Cafe on Montfort Beltline at Addison. So there's Fran's recommendation. Sarah says, I'm French, and I personally really love Toulouse, which is, I think, on Knox Street at the Katy Trail in Dallas. So Jessica emailed us, anything at kera.org. Why do dogs not like to go out in the rain, she says, but they love to run through the water, and I would add, and mud, after it rains. And Jessica says, on the birds, if you hang a bird feeder in your backyard, you don't have to go anywhere to watch the birds. But why do the dogs not like to go out in the rain, but love to? Yeah, we could do a whole show just on that, and I bet people are already calling 800-933-5372. Mike wants to know, from which lake does Dallas get its water, and what is the lake level currently? And this is from John, who says, that's not from John, it's from Isabel in Denton, who says, we have a lot of road construction on I-35 around Denton, and they've knocked up over a number of old trees and left the wood to rot, it seems. Does the highway department ever use the lumber from these nice old trees for their uses, or do they just take it to landfills eventually? 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org or send me a tweet at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Oh, Heather tweeted me and says Market Street carries Promised Land strawberry milk. So if you have a Market Street nearby, Freddie, there's a lead for you. Up next on the phone is Jeff calling from Dallas. Hello, Jeff.
Hi. Thanks for your show.
You bet.
I just moved to Dallas and put in a vegetable garden, and I'm looking for good organic dirt delivered, but most places have a 4 or 6 yard minimum, and I only need a yard and a half. So I'd like to buy it in bulk. I don't want to buy it in bags. I don't have a pickup truck. And I'm wondering if anybody knows of a place that I can buy good organic dirt and have it delivered less than I only need a yard and a half.
Well, I know that there's one place called Soil Building Systems in Dallas, and they deliver less than, you know, that big. Maybe that's them delivering your dirt right now.
No, that's my clock, okay. Actually.
No, they deliver less than, you know, less than that size, but I think there's a charge for it. But you might check out them, and we'll see if we get some other suggestions for you, too.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. We got this question from Stephanie, who says, when people get booked into jail in Dallas and surrounding counties, in the mugshot, it looks as though they have a towel draped around their neck and shoulders. Actually, just a little bit of clarification, 70, that's only in Collin County. So in Collin County booking photos, you'll see a towel wrapped around the collar. And Stephanie wants to know, what's the story behind this? We've had this question on the show before, and it's I think it's to remove any potential bias or judgment from the kind of clothing that the person is wearing. At least that's what I've heard on this show before. That's what I've read in the news before. I don't think, and someone will clarify this for us, I'm sure, I don't think that other counties are following suit with this, at least not that I've seen, but someone will set us straight at 800-933-5372 or via email, anything at kera.org, or on the Twitter, at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's see. Haley in Denton says, my boyfriend and I both enjoy going to museums, and we're looking for exhibits that are a little more odd than your everyday art museum. We're looking for fun ones that showcase bizarre trivia or little-known subjects. Haley says, Ripley's was a little too showy for us. Any suggestions? Well, hopefully you've emailed the right place. If you have suggestions for Haley, call us at 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Let's go next on the phone to Elizabeth in McKinney. Hello, Elizabeth.
Hi.
Hey there.
I have a question about juggling. Do you know where I could learn to juggle or maybe have a group to juggle with during the week and possibly find a clown school?
Okay. Well, you've asked. We'll see if we have a suggestion for you.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks for calling. Up next at 800-933-5372 is Keith in Irving. Hello, Keith.
Good afternoon.
Same to you.
I was calling to let the gentleman know about the eagles. There are resident eagles in Texas. You'll find them at Lake Fork and Palestine and a lot of East Texas and some in the West. And more than likely, he's seeing an immature bald eagle.
Very good. Keith, thanks so much.
Thank you much. You have a great day.
800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. You can also tweet me at Jeff Whittington. That's what Stephen did and asks, is Bodark wood lumber rot resistant? He says, I wonder if it could be used in contact with the ground. Does anybody have any idea about that for Stephen on Bodark wood? And Marcy tweeted me and says, I'm looking to buy marigolds in bulk. Anyone have any suggestions for marigold plants in bulk? 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Zachary emailed us and says, I'm working on the project off 35 in Denton. And while I'm not positive on this particular project, ones I've worked on in the past made burn piles to get rid of the trees. This is on the highway expansion projects. And if you wanted some, they'd give them to you, I'm sure, Zachary says. So there's that answer. Mindy in Dallas emailed and said, regarding the dirt question, check out Redenta's. I'm not sure what options they have for delivery, but Mindy says they're friendly and can usually give you a good answer, and there are multiple locations. So Mindy's recommendation is Redenta's on the dirt. Loretta says, every time we go to DFW Airport, we see several cars stopped on the shoulder some distance before the entrance. Does anybody know why they do that? I think that's because they're waiting for their friends' flights to land, and they don't want to get inside the the toll-timed entry part. Because once you go through the gate, right, the clock is ticking. If you're in there for half an hour, it's so much money. If you're in there for an hour, it's so much money. So I'm assuming that they're waiting for that text that says, we're on the ground, or I just picked up my suitcase, so that they can whisk in and pick up their friend or loved one. But, I mean, I don't know. I'm not there with them, but I'm just assuming that that's what it is. Love Field, incidentally, has a cell phone waiting lot. It's on the right just as you enter in toward the arrival departure drop-off area. That's actually a parking lot you can pull into and wait. But I don't think there's one specifically for that at DFW. So that would be my guess, but it's just a guess. Shane emailed us at anything@kera.org and is wondering if there's anywhere to find a good selection on Eritrean meats. He says, I'm specifically looking for a Spanish fouet sausage, usually pork, and coated in flour. So that's a good question we haven't had before. Anybody know where to find that kind of sausage in North Texas? 800-933-5372. Up next on the phone, let's talk to Rob in Fort Worth. Hello, Rob.
Hello there. Enjoy your show.
Thanks.
Listen, I have a question. I live in Northwest Fort Worth, and over the years, I have a collection of old DVDs, movies,
mm-hmm.
children's, comedies, some dramas. I was wondering if anyone knows where I can go or contact them to see if they're interested in buying them or collecting them. I'll just maybe donate to them.
So you're looking for possibly a resale place for your DVDs, or if not, then a place to donate them.
Yes, uh-huh.
You might look at Half-Price Books, I think.
Okay.
Because they usually, you know, they buy and sell all kinds of used media. Mm-hmm. So you might try them, but we'll see if we get some other suggestions for you.
Yeah, and a couple of these are the whole set, you know.
Right, right.
Yeah, you know, a whole Cinderella set, you know, and Seinfeld and so forth, you know.
Yeah, well, we'll see if we get some other suggestions for you, but you might call Half-Price Books and see what they think, and thanks for calling.
Yeah, thank you.
Right. Bye. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Austin in Plano emailed us and says, the Dunkin' Donuts at Coit Road and Park Boulevard in Plano used to sell the best decorated iced cookies on a stick during holidays. Christmas, St. Patrick's Day, Easter, but this was back in the early 90s. Does anyone know what company made them? Or if they can be found anywhere today. So Austin in Plano is looking for holiday-themed iced cookies on a stick that they used to sell at Dunkin' Donuts in Plano in the early 90s. If you can help him, email us anything at kera.org. Let's see. Tony is looking for a place in and around the Fort Worth area that can re-chrome exhaust pipes. Also looking for a good repair shop, he says, that can work on a 1966 Harley-Davidson. It's anything you ever wanted to know. Almost anything, really, seriously. Your questions, your answers, 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org or send me a tweet. I'm at Jeff Whittington on Twitter, and we'll be back in about 2.5 minutes. It's anything you ever wanted to know on KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton. I'm Jeff Whittington. Our telephone number is 800-933-5372. And that's where we find Matthew in Dallas. Hello, Matthew.
Hey, Jeff. I was calling in about the question about the Bodart tree.
Yeah.
That Bodart tree is a really hard and dense wood, and for a long time it's been used for pier and beam houses because once you cut it, it continues to get hard, and it'll last forever.
Very good. Hey, thanks for calling.
Okay, thank you.
Let's get another one from Lucy calling from Farmersville. Hello, Lucy.
Well, I was going to say the same thing. I actually grew up next to a house in Dallas that in University Park, and when they tore it down, it had Bodart piers. The other thing is like around the, well, south of North Park where the Curry Farm stuff is. There's still some Bodart trees that they would use them as fence line, because they had nice, mean thorns on them. And so you'll see them in straight lines still, the ones that are still, you know, alive.
Great. Wait, Lucy, thanks for calling.
All right, thanks. Bye.
Let's see. I think we can get one more on this from Rich in Keller. Hello, Rich.
Hi, Jeff.
Hey there.
The lady who called in about juggling.
Mm-hmm.
I bought a book several years ago in that series of juggling for, or, you know, it's called Juggling for Dummies.
Yeah.
And really works well. They give you three little beanbag-like pieces with it to juggle, and it makes it quite doable to learn how to juggle. Don't know anything about the clown school, though.
All right. Hey, thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
Right. Bye. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. On the strange museums question, Leslie in Duncanville writes, there is a toilet seat art museum in San Antonio, if that's not too far for your listener. Steve says, the reason dogs don't like the rain is because they don't like the sound of the rain. Steve says it hurts their ears. The wet part doesn't bother them a bit. Let's see. Brian is wondering if there are any vegetable garden clubs here in the North Dallas area that anyone knows about. Vegetable garden clubs. You might check with North Haven Gardens to see if they know of any, because they're in North Dallas, and they might have a suggestion for you. Van and Richardson says, on the Dallas lake levels, you can see the lakes and levels used by Dallas Water Utilities at savedallaswater.com. He says on the right side of the page, just click on the current Dallas lake levels tab, and you'll find it there. Let's see, and this is from Marilyn Fort Worth, who says, I have a four-year-old grandson who's fascinated by tall buildings, wondering whether there is a tall building, 20 stories or, so in Fort Worth, that allows people to go up to visit one of the higher floors to look out a window. Anybody have any suggestions for Marilyn and Fort Worth on taking her grandson to the upper floors of one of Fort Worth's tall buildings? Stephen emailed us wondering where to find the European beer Innis and Gunn. He says, I've been looking for it everywhere, and World of Beer doesn't have it the last few times I've been. It's made in the UK. I've heard they don't ship it here, but I've heard rumors it can be had in the New England area, but would like to know if anyone's seen it in Texas or around North Texas. It's called Innis and Gunn. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Let's go next on the phone and talk to Kaylee in Carrollton. Hello, Kaylee.
Hello, can you hear me?
Sure can.
Oh, hi. I wanted to know where there is a place that allows donations for, like, baby clothes, nursing items such as, like, the nursing pumps, the unused nursing pads. I want to donate those items, but mm-hmm. I want to make sure they go directly to a family in need versus, you know, your typical donation places where they kind of warehouse it and then eventually it makes it out to people in need, where somebody could come in and they have an immediate need. They could get baby clothes and, you know, diapers, nursing products for, you know, people that need things like that.
We've had this kind of question before on the direct need donations, and mm-hmm. Mission Arlington is one of the places that's come up. They take things and then provide them directly to people who are in need. So you might check out Mission Arlington, and we'll see
great.
If we get some other suggestions for you closer to Carrollton.
Great. I appreciate
All
it.
Right.
Thank you.
You bet. Thanks for calling. Line open, 800-933-5372. Let's talk next to Cody in Dallas. Hello, Cody.
Hey, I just had a couple of answers for you.
Okay.
On that boat arc, this is an interesting fact. Actually, it used to be prized for its value as making bows for crossbows and bows and arrows and sorts. And actually, yeah, most of the houses up here that we pull down, you'll find a boat arc stump. As the foundation.
Very good.
And then the other one was about pulling over at DFW. If you see the sort of the contract cars or the black limousines or that sort of thing pulled over, frequently they're using a credit card on their cell phone, and cell phone reception goes way down once you get down into the bottom to drop off your client. So you'll see them pull over right before then to do the transaction and go up and drop them into the departures area.
Great. Hey, thanks for calling. We got an email from David in Euless who says, DFW Airport provides a free parking place for people waiting to pick up arrivals at the northwest part of the airport off of North Airfield Drive at Ruth Wall Road. It's called Founders Plaza and also has a radio that broadcasts the air traffic control communications from the FAA tower. Let's see. We also got an email from Nancy who says, yes, we park if we are on the side of the road if we are arriving too early. If we were too early for an arriving flight, wish there was a cell phone waiting area right there, which would serve all terminals. So that's from Nancy. On the Eritrean meat question, Lindsay in Dallas says there are several African markets and restaurants in Richardson off Jupiter. One specifically that I know on the southwest corner of Beltline and Jupiter in the shopping strip. They might be able to help or at least point your listener in the right direction. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org, or you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's see. We got a tweet from Molly who says, there is a movie and CD trading company in South Fort Worth in the Home Goods Shopping Center near the Hewlin Mall. This is an answer for our listener who has the collection of DVDs he wants to sell. Richard tweeted me and says, Dallas has depots galore, Home Depot, Office Depot, Restaurant Depot, Oil Depot, donuts, nails, and more. But is there a shoelace depot? I'm assuming Richard's looking for a wide variety of shoelaces. Maybe you can help him out. Call us at 800-933-5372 or email us anything at kera.org or send a tweet to at Jeff Whittington. Let's go back to the phones and talk to Mike in Fort Worth. Hey, Mike.
Hey, how are you doing, Jeff?
Doing well.
Good. I had an answer about the DVDs. I think somebody just answered it, though, about the DVD or the movie trading company.
Yeah.
It's apparently a chain. There's one over by Northeast Mall in the Hearst shopping area, and their marquee kind of looks like an old movie theater sign. So there's probably some over in Dallas as well. And also, the guy might want to check into donating to a local library.
Good suggestion. Thanks, Mike.
Thank you.
All right. Up next at 800-933-5372 is Sean in Fort Worth. Hello, Sean.
Hey, Jeff. How are you doing?
Doing well.
I had an answer for your how many countries are there in the world question.
Okay.
You were pretty much right on in the first two places to look at the CIA World Factbook and United Nations. The discrepancy, at least for the, what your caller was looking for, is that every country only recognizes, you know, countries that they have good relations with. So, for example, Palestine doesn't get recognized by the United States, but other countries do.
Right.
So if she's looking to identify basically all of the nationalities that are, you know, believe that they should have independence, she'd be wanting to look not just at states, but places like Kurdistan or Tibet, Basque Country in Spain, and those kinds of places that have pretty strong independence movements and probably have some, you know, nationality and locationally derived identity.
Very good. Sean, thanks for calling.
All right, thank you.
Let's see. We got an email on the, I think I'm saying it right. It's spelled F-U-E-T, the Fouet sausage. Mary says from Dallas, it's commonly sold by Spanish food purveyors. Don't know where to buy it in Dallas, but it is available, she says, online from tienda.com, which Mary says she's used many times. Tienda.com. Fouet, she says, is also available online from La Española Meats in Southern California, and it's laespanolameats.com. So you should be able to find at least those two links. Thanks, Mary, for those. Beth agrees that the Bodark wood is extremely dense wood, resistant to termites. I'm assuming it would then be good for contact with moisture. So I think that was the original question from Stephen. This is from Samantha, who says, on museums, Samantha says, I'm sorry, none of these are in Dallas proper, but I can think of three odd museums. The Billy the Kid Museum off of I-20 in the Canton area, the Prison Museum in Huntsville, Texas, and Samantha says, my all-time favorite is the History of Funeral Service Museum in North Houston. So there are some interesting leads, and it looks like maybe a good road trip in the cards for our museum fans. Maggie in Fort Worth says, marigolds can be found at any of the big box stores like Home Depot or Lowe's that have a garden center. She says, they're also ridiculously easy to grow from seed, and they grow very fast. Once you have a plant that's flowering, pop off the dead, dry heads and roll them between your fingers to separate the seeds. Keep them indoors to plant later, or sprinkle them on the ground where you want new plants, and you'll have new plants within a few weeks. She says, I always grow marigolds in amongst my tomatoes and other vegetable garden plants to help attract pollinators. So thanks, Maggie, for that. 800-933-5372. Let's go next to T, calling from Arlington. Hello, T.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I just had a couple of answers to questions earlier.
Okay.
One of the places you can order dirt to be delivered is called Whiz Q, the letter Q Stone, and it's in southeast Fort Worth. They have several different types you can order, like just topsoil, potting soil varieties, and any kind of mixtures.
Great.
And then also to the gentleman who wanted to know about getting rid of his videos or DVDs.
Yeah.
a lot of the battered shelters will take kid-style DVDs or TV shows that are acceptable for children. It gives them something to do while they're just sitting around all day and all night.
That's a very good suggestion, T. Thanks so much for calling.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Let's see. Up next is Brian calling from Fort Worth. Hello, Brian.
Yeah, hi, Jeff. How are you?
Doing well.
I've got an answer about views from tall buildings in Fort Worth.
Okay.
The tallest building in Fort Worth is 801 Cherry Street. It's Burnett Plaza, and the elevator lobbies on each level have a huge picture window that face west, so you don't even have to bother a tenant. You can just go up the elevator as high as the top floor and look west and have a great view.
Fantastic. Brian, thanks so much for calling.
Yes, sir. Thank
you. Let's see. We got a couple of answers in from the email, anything@kera.org. Alan says, juggling, Lone Star Circus in Farmers Branch teaches all kinds of circus arts, including juggling. So look up Lone Star Circus. Alan says, Blue Dog Books on Garland Road takes all kinds of media for resale. This is a local alternative, he says, to Half Price Books. So Blue Dog Books also takes that kind of stuff. We got an email from Mac, who says, Jeff, since we are both into numbers, please remind everyone that tomorrow is a very special Pi Day because it's 3/14/15, so 3.1415. Obviously, tomorrow's date is Pi to four decimal places. So for those of us who like these kinds of things, he says, Max says, it will happen again, of course, in a century. So enjoy it tomorrow, because that's probably the only one we're going to get. I have a feeling. Maybe not. But, you know, we'll see. Let's see. We got an email from Greg, who says, Sharing Life in Mesquite takes donations and gives directly to those in need. So there's another suggestion for the donated baby clothes suggestion. Well, it's Anything You Ever Wanted to Know, produced by Stephen Becker, engineered by Shelley Knavy. Fiona Norton, who is celebrating her birthday today, happy birthday, Fiona, answers your phone calls. And Christine McConnell produces our podcast, which you can find the last 10 hours of the show absolutely free at kera.org/anything. They're just all there for you to listen to or download. And of course, you can email your questions and answers, comments, and suggestions to us at anything@kera.org. Once again, I'm Jeff Whittington. You can find me on Twitter as well, and I will occasionally issue a tweet or two. I'm at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. And thanks so much for listening and for writing and calling in. And everybody, don't just have a weekend. Have a great weekend.